Interpack 2026, Process Technology Linked to Sustainability. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de, VOM, the 24th of April 2026. From May 7 to 13, 2026, the industry will be showcasing new developments in AI, automation and sustainable materials in Dusseldorf. Around 2,800 exhibitors will present technology and packaging materials for the entire value chain. Every 3 years, Interpack brings together the global processing and packaging industry for 1 week. The next Interpack will take place in Dusseldorf from May 7 to 13, 2026. The focus, packaging and packaging materials, packaging machines and related process technology for the food, beverage, confectionery, baked goods, pharmaceutical, cosmetics, non-food and industrial goods sectors. As a leading international trade fair, it attracts experts from all over the world to discuss the latest technologies and solutions and provides impetus for future topics in the industry. Around 2,800 exhibitors from all over the world are expected to attend. The international significance of the trade fair is underlined by numerous national pavilions. Many exhibitors are pooling their expertise under a national flag. Among others, joint stands from India, China, Taiwan, Korea, Turkey, Malaysia, and various European countries will be represented, offering specific solutions for the global meat processing market. Interpack 2026 is more important than ever, says Interpack Director Thomas Dose. Especially in a challenging market environment, the industry needs a place for exchange and orientation. Now is the time to see and compare concrete solutions and make well-founded investment decisions. Global dynamics, challenges and opportunities. The framework conditions for the meat and protein industry are complex. While population growth and changing consumer behavior are influencing the demand for processing and packaging solutions, raw material shortages, regulatory requirements, supply chain risks and the shortage of skilled workers are increasing the pressure on companies. Against this backdrop, Interpack 2026 is setting thematic priorities. Smart manufacturing addresses data-based production using AI and robotics. Innovative materials focuses on new packaging materials and design for recycling concepts. Future skills addresses the transformation of the world of work and the skills required for increasingly digitalized production. Focus on process and packaging technology. Solutions relevant to the meat and food industry can be found primarily in halls 5 and 6 and halls 11 to 14, where suppliers will be showcasing their systems for meat processing, sausage production and automated and hygienic packaging. In addition, specialists for weighing, inspection and labeling technology will be presenting processes for the high demands of the meat industry in halls 8A and 8B. In halls 7 to 10, over 1,000 exhibitors will also be showcasing materials and packaging, including barrier films and tray concepts, which are essential for the shelf life and safety of meat and protein products. Material technologies and design solutions. Modern materials are shaping the packaging concepts of tomorrow. Advanced plastics, fiber-based materials and functional coatings aim to optimize shelf life, protection and recyclability. In the packaging materials area at Interpack 2026, manufacturers of packaging materials and packaging aids will be showcasing both established solutions and the latest innovations in 7 halls. The strategic focus theme of innovative materials brings together developments from international markets. The focus is on materials that meet new regulatory requirements and at the same time address higher demands on sustainability and functional aspects of the circular economy. Plastic-based solutions and flexible packaging. At around 65%, flexible and rigid plastic packaging holds the largest market share in consumer goods packaging. Plastic solutions are a focal point at the trade fair, with an increased focus on bio-based films, monomaterial PP solutions and material-reduced variants. The aim is to minimize the use of resources and facilitate recycling. Intelligent packaging concepts for industry and logistics, which combine economic efficiency with resource conservation, are also a central part of the offering in halls 9 and 10. This area is complemented by packaging aids such as adhesives and adhesive tapes in halls 7 and 10, where the solutions on show are designed for different material combinations to support the recyclability of complex packaging systems. Paper, cardboard and packaging printing. Paper and cardboard-based packaging has a global market share of around 16% for consumer goods, and further growth is forecast for this segment. In Hall 8A, trade visitors will find the range of products and services for paper, corrugated board and packaging printing. Labeling and coding solutions that provide specific protective functions for fiber-based packaging materials will also be presented in this area. Metal packaging and glass packaging. Metal packaging, in particular cans and corresponding closure systems, are concentrated in Hall 7A. Demand for complete production lines continues unabated here, as metal packaging scores highly thanks to its high recycling rates and barrier properties. In terms of the carbon footprint and recycling, steel cans in particular offer advantages, which will be demonstrated at the trade fair using various production options. Glass packaging, whose share of the market remains stable, will be discussed in Hall 10. Here, trade associations will provide information on current trends and technological developments in this classic packaging material. Alternative and bio-based materials. An additional focus will be on alternative materials in Hall 9, where innovations in the field of bio-based plastics will take center stage, while Hall 8A will showcase the further development of fiber-based materials. These approaches aim to consistently close material flows and replace fossil raw materials with renewable alternatives. Experience content and deepen impulses. The trade fair will be accompanied by several specialist formats. In the InterPAC Spotlight Forum, experts will discuss strategic industry issues, while the Startup Zone offers young companies a platform for new approaches. One item on the program is the presentation of the WorldStar Global Packaging Awards. The parallel trade fair components also focuses on the supplier industry, from drive technology and sensor technology to machine parts for meat production. The Save Food Expert Talks will address the topic of preventing food loss. On May 11, the Women in Packaging event will highlight the role of women in the industry, while InterPAC TV will report on technological developments. 75 sessions on key industry topics. The Spotlight Forum at InterPAC 2026 will bundle debates on regulation, resource efficiency, automation and securing skilled labor in 75 presentations and discussions. From 7 to the 13th of May, experts from industry, politics and associations will shape the program in Dusseldorf under the motto, 7 Days, 7 Topics. May 7th PPWR, Regulation and Implementation. The kickoff will deal with the European Packaging Ordinance, PPWR. The effects on the use of recyclates, reusable quotas and hygiene requirements will be discussed. Experts will shed light on the steps for regulatory implementation in companies and the role of labeling systems and automation for transparency along the production line. May 8th Resource Efficiency. This focus will show how cross-site benchmarking and data-based analysis can unlock unused capacity. The optimization of manufacturing processes will also be discussed. A panel discussion will look at how geopolitical uncertainties and regulatory pressure are changing supply chains. May 9th Smart Packaging. Digital identification and networked systems will be the focus on Saturday. Topics include the potential of 2D codes, increasing efficiency through integrated packaging lines and the digital product passport for traceability within the supply chain. May 10th Intelligent Systems and AI. The focus is on the factory of the future. The contributions address non-contact automation, AI-supported workflows and the use of 3D computed tomography and explainable AI in food inspection to increase precision in quality control. May 11th Circular Economy. On Monday, the focus will be on circular value creation models. Life cycle analyses to reduce the carbon footprint and the role of product labeling for circularity will be discussed. It will also explain how international brand manufacturers are translating the PPWR requirements into specific packaging strategies. May 12th Innovative Materials. This day is dedicated to combining materials science and industrial performance. The focus will be on recycling-friendly designs, monomaterial concepts and the development of fiber-based packaging solutions as an alternative to conventional systems. May 13th Young Talent and Specialists. The final day addresses securing qualified employees. Industry associations will discuss measures for recruiting young talent, new qualification profiles and cooperation with universities to make the industry more attractive to young talent. Services for trade visitors. The exhibitor and product database and the Fairmatch matchmaking tool can be used for advanced planning in order to make targeted contacts with mechanical engineering companies and material suppliers. The website also offers information on travel and accommodation, supplemented by a new hotel service for comparing offers. On site, the My Organizer and the Interpack app will help visitors find their way around the exhibition grounds. The complete and continuously updated program is available in the database on the Trade Fair website. Young companies expand the startup zone. A total of 22 young companies from 8 countries will be presenting their solutions for the processing and packaging industry in the startup zone in Hall 7A at Interpack 2026. In an area that has more than doubled in size compared to the previous event, these players will cover key areas of transformation, from sustainability and digitalization to new business models. Startups from Germany, Sweden, India, Portugal, South Korea, Austria, Estonia, and the UK are represented. Their offerings range from bio-based and recyclable materials, reusable systems and healthcare shipping packaging to software platforms for ESG reporting, PPWR compliance, serialization and AI-supported operations management. New approaches in process technology are also represented, for example in mixing technology or intelligent platform solutions for packaging processes. While a Swedish startup uses smart sensor technology to measure the actual product quality in real time, a Portuguese company relies on functional additives that inhibit microbial growth directly in the packaging. Both approaches aim to replace rigid best-before dates with a precise, data-based shelf life. At the same time, material innovations are driving the elimination of plastics. For example, a recyclable, biodegradable cellulose film has been developed that does not require toxic chemicals, while elsewhere recyclable paper insulation systems are being established as a sustainable replacement for polystyrene in pharmaceutical logistics. This portfolio is complemented by bag-in-box solutions that guarantee the safe transportation of sensitive goods even with reduced use of preservatives. These innovations underline the trend towards a resource-conserving circular economy, which will be given a central platform for exchange with international decision-makers at the Trade Fair's Spotlight Forum.